Our words have power. It was so from the beginning. The word spoke, and it was done. The word breathed, and life was bestowed. We are created, and we have his image, and like our Father, our words make things happen. Just as his words go out and do not return empty, neither can we throw heedless words to the wind. Just as all he speaks has deliberation and purpose, so should we have careful thought bolstering what we say. So should we speak with wisdom, with peace. Too often we talk, we rant, we fill up the air with our words, and our words are not of grace. When we who pray the Lord's Prayer also write ugly in online spaces, when we who sing of God's love also snip at our family at home, when we who praise his servant love also speak short and proud to those who serve us, we pump poison into our world. We forget that those on the receiving end of our arrows are just as beloved as we. And when truth is forgotten, we who are called to reign and serve, to glorify and praise, we set the name of our King afire in the eyes of this world. Words exist for a different purpose. God's word created man. He created man, and then God's word became a man. He put on flesh and dwelt among us. The Word incarnate. The Word came so that the incarnation can continue, so that our lives can become incarnate, the whole of life an incarnation of the Word. The Word came to be wisdom and peace, and that is what we should speak into our world, with our mouths and with our lives, into this space we are given to influence. So speak with wisdom and with peace, rather than with poison and with fire. Our harvest of righteousness is waiting.